Coach's Insight programs are back on the air, continuing here, first time in 2025. We're talking about the Atchison Phoenix and joined now by the boys basketball coach and Pat Battle, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's, the number 6 ranked team in 4A in the latest KBCA ranks, getting set for a tilt on Friday night at home against Highland Park. We'll talk about it in just a little bit, but Coach, we haven't really had much time to discuss that game right before the holiday break. A big win at home against Sumner Academy, the final 66-40. Just the positives you took away from that game, what you saw from your team, obviously a good thing going into the holiday break.
Yeah, well, I felt that the first thing that we did is that we're starting to, you know, there's some different pieces. We've had three starters out, three guys who were projected starters that haven't. Jace has played a little bit, but the other two haven't even played a game yet, Jay-Z and Yogi. Who will be getting back. And so it's been a kind of a bit of a chemistry thing, but I felt that what we did a better job of was sharing the ball a lot better. I thought we were really good on the boards. We got a lot of baskets in transition against them. The main thing though was being able to limit them to one shot. We really did a great job on the boards. Had a lot of offensive boards too, rebounded our misses. You know, those are stats that help you win games. So I felt that was pretty good. We'll have to see. It's been a long time since we've played. This is probably perhaps the longest interlude that we've had with the weather hitting and just the nature of the fact that Christmas break was longer than normal as well.
Yeah, and essentially it's going to be 3 weeks being off, you know, when we get to this game tomorrow night. Going back to what you just said, talking about, you know, just trying to figure out the continuity with multiple starters being out, hoping to get them back here soon. But, you know, those guys that have had to step in, maybe get into roles that they weren't maybe expecting going into the year, just kind of talk about that and what you've seen from some of those guys you've had to put in there.
Well, it's been huge. It's been huge the way they've been able to step up. You know, I think of a Javonte Kelly in particular. Cale Williams is another one who played and performed pretty well. Their efficiency ratings looked really good. And they've done a really good job at holding down the fort, so to speak. And they're going to continue to have roles. I mean, just because we get guys back, we're still expecting big things from them. And it does give us a lot more depth. Now we've got to integrate the whole different part to it, which is what are we like with those guys who are injured back and how that looks like. And that's challenging in terms of your rotation. It's just challenging in roles being adjusted. So we've got a lot of things to work on here as we start the year. And the biggest part of that is just building a better chemistry and just figuring out where guys will fit in which places. So yeah, in a way, it's kind of like starting over again in some respects.
Yeah, a couple more minutes here with Pat Battle, Atchison boys basketball coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. How did you utilize maybe that extra practice time over the break? Were there certain things you were looking to improve on? I mean, how would you kind of assess that extra practice time over those last couple of weeks?
First of all, our kids did a good job of getting here. Sometimes that can be a challenge for Christmas break, but they were pretty diligent about being here. I'm telling you, we do a lot of getting back to basics, getting back to fundamentals. I think the big thing that we really tried to work on over the break is, you know, we've changed up our offense a bit. And so what we were doing last year isn't necessarily all the stuff we're doing this year. So I think just working and focusing on our offensive execution in particular. So that's a lot what we did as well. And also we're still trying to find our identity defensively. You know, the past couple of years we've been probably a 96-97% man team, and that might not work for us all the time as we move forward. It's a different group. So we've been trying to find some things we can supplement with the man defense. So we played with a few zones, a few matchup stuff, matchup concepts, and we're going to find out a little bit on Friday for sure how those work out.
Yeah, you were supposed to get a game against Wyandotte earlier this week, obviously postponed to next week, and now this first game back, essentially 3 weeks off, and it's a big early season test against a very good Highland Park team. So just kind of talk about, again, going up against a team of that caliber with essentially 3 weeks off. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of challenges going into a game like that tomorrow night.
Just in and of itself, yes. And they have the advantage, too, that they played on January 3rd. So they've already got a game under their belt. Because that first game back off of Christmas break, no matter how hard you train, no matter how much you do, it's just different. And it's just – so, yeah, that's going to be a huge challenge for us, just for our own stand of functioning. I think that will be a massive challenge tomorrow. Not to mention the fact that I think Highland Park's the best team in 5A, and I think that they can compete in a 6A state tournament too. I mean, they have the returning player of the year, and they have some really good supporting cast pieces. They've got three guys that I think could go play college basketball for sure, and they've got a lot of experience. They got a lot of up through the ranks seniors, and those guys are dangerous when you've got guys who had to play JV for 2 years, and now it's their opportunity. There's a lot of motivation that goes with that. So, yeah, I think they're going to be a huge challenge.
There it is, Pat Battle, Atchison Boys Basketball Coach, presented by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. And it's going to be 3 weeks since we'd last seen the Phoenix on the floor tomorrow night at home against Highland Park, monster contest in the Meadowlark Conference early on in the conference slate. Again, that'll be our feature broadcast on KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.